Presidential hopefuls spend much of their campaigns talking at voters. NPR has brought candidates face-to-face to speak with them in personal settings. As part of our series Off Script, Andrew Yang sat down with NPR's Noel King and two undecided voters at a Chinese restaurant in Manhattan. The millionaire entrepreneur and Democratic contender is best known for his plan to guarantee income for every American. But the voters also wanted to hear his ideas on transforming the educational system. Let's listen to his response.
The data shows that two-thirds of our kids' academic performance is determined by factors outside of the school. So that's parental time spent with the children, words read to them when they're young, stress levels in the household, type of neighborhood. And educators know this, where we're saying, you know, teach our kids. And they're like, yeah, I'm responsible, or I can control about a third of what goes on to the kid. They're like, well, you're 100% accountable. And they're like, okay. So number one, if you put resources into the household, you're actually getting the kids in a better position to learn and then helping the teachers be in a better position to teach. And that ends up balancing out more aggressively for communities that are starting in a lower base, which tends to be, unfortunately, communities of color in this country. Number two, the data clearly shows that a good teacher is worth his or her weight in gold, so we should pay teachers more. We need to retain and enlist better teachers. There are so many teachers who are leaving the classroom because of burnout and the rest of it. Relatedly, we need more teachers. Data also shows that having individualized attention, very, very positive for kids, having lower student-to-teacher ratio is very, very positive. So we need to staff up. The fourth thing is we need to lighten the emphasis on standardized tests that right now is making our teachers make these choices in the classroom where they know that it's not good for the kid, but they're like, well, I'm going to get evaluated on this test, and the kid's going to get evaluated on this test, so let's head to this direction. And one of my boys is autistic, and so he's neurologically atypical, and while that's relatively extreme, there are many atypical kids in our schools today that are just getting beaten over the head with these standardized tests, and many of them are having their self-esteem crushed and their hopes for the future altered forever. We invented the SAT during World War II as a means to determine which kids not to send to the front lines, and now we're using it every year like it's wartime. And we're treating our kids like it's wartime every year. So we need to de-emphasize these tests and let the teachers actually do their jobs.
That was presidential hopeful Andrew Yang speaking with two undecided voters and NPR's Noel King. It's part of our series Off Script, Conversations with Candidates.